And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude! Only on CITR.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. On the show tonight, it is just going to be me playing a bunch of music. Next week, we'll be back with some live music. Swim Team should be playing here in studio next week, next Thursday night, starting at 9 o'clock. Going to try to keep to a schedule of live band, no band, just so people don't get burnt out from setting up too much music in the area. But we'll see how that goes. So yes, so next week, tune in for Swim Team, if you're into that sort of thing. But today, mostly just pre-recorded music. I am going to do a rerun of an older live session at around 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. I think I'm going to do one from the band Tyrannahorse, which happened back in 2012, 4 years ago. Should be a very interesting show. So stay tuned for that in about 1 hour's time. I'm going to start off the set with a band from Vancouver. They are doing a lot of little shows here and there in town. They're called Fuzzy P. They played in Music Waste this past year, this current year. And this is a newish one from them, came out in the summer. It's off a bunch of recordings called On a Lawn. This is a song from them called Hot Little Flames. Fuzzy P on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Woolworm on CITR 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Woolworm, Vancouver band who is going across the country in a way. Well, yes, they are on a tour, starting off with, well, they were already actually, looks like they have been in Edmonton and Kamloops already, but they're playing this weekend. They're playing at the Storia on September the 11th, I believe. Yes, with the Ballantines, Did You Die, and also the Divers. That's happening in Vancouver at the Astoria on September the 11th, which is a Sunday. It is a Sunday. And then onwards to places like Halifax and Montreal and Winnipeg, Saskatoon, the rest of the month. Toronto on the 19th and the 20th. Woolworm, very nice band. And they have a new record coming out very soon. I think it's going to be called Deserve to Die, coming at some point. At least according to this little notice I got on the webpage. Before that, I played some Joe Past with a song called Singular off a release from Joe Past called Up. A lot happening with Joe Past coming next month. In October, he's playing shows, a lot of shows, playing a whole bunch of shows at the Lido. He's doing a residence for a whole week of the week, October 4th. He's playing October 4th, October 5th, October 6th, October 7th. So yeah, playing at everyone's favorite bar, the Lido. He's doing it in sometimes playing in a band, sometimes playing on a piano, sometimes playing on a guitar, maybe so all nights are slightly different. And also there is a Scoring on Tour. It's going to have a kickoff show at the 333 on October the 14th at 333 with Swim Team, Sun Angle, and Co-Pilots. It's all happening from that. So if you like Joe Pass, keep your calendar clear during October. You can see him many, many nights in a row. Before Joe Pass, I played a Vancouver band, Dumb. 7-Eleven is the name of the song off their cassette, Beach Church, and started off with Fuzzy P off the latest recording called On a Lawn with a song called Hot Little Flames. Once again, this is CITR, CITR.ca. Going to continue on with more music now. This is a band that is originally from Ottawa, and I think now they are calling themselves a Toronto band. It's a very, very common scenario, I believe, on that side. I'm not going to say anything. It's almost like in Vancouver. A lot of bands move to Vancouver. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. People might get angry. They're called Thrift Kids. They have a record that came out earlier this year called Cry Baby. This is a song from them. Tell you a little bit about it. Yeah, they're from Ottawa. Started off by Sarah Cogan, and she used to be a solo artist. This band thing is, I believe, newish for her. Other members, it's a four-piece, Thrifty Kids. Did I say Thrift Kids? Thrifty Kids from on CITR. Your Heart Has No Echo is the name of the song I'm going to play. I'll just let it play.
Time. Accordion Noir is the annual celebration of underground accordion culture, bringing together artists from around the globe for 4 days of Squeezebox-themed concerts, dance parties, and community events and cabaret. A longtime East Vancouver favorite this year is Noir Potion No. 9, showcasing the best in alt accordion, including cabaret, circus, folk roots, indie, punk, and klezmer. This year's festival highlights the accordion's deep cultural roots and features acts from Texas, Nunavut, Colombia, China, France, alongside local favorites like Jeff Burner, Jack Garten and the Demon Squadron, and many more. Blending the cutting edge with the fiercely danceable, Noir Potion No. 9 is a four-day dose of love tonic guaranteed to cure accordion haters. The return of the 14th annual UBC Farm Aid. Farm Aid brings together UBC community members of all ages to celebrate community, local food, and local Vancouver talent. Featuring vegan, vegetarian, and low-impact beef burgers, farm-fresh corn and organic UBC farm veggies, a beverage garden featuring a local brewery, a children's area with face painting, bubble wands, and more, free tours of the Center for Sustainable Food Systems at UBC Farm, and tons of bike parking. And there's lots more at the 14th annual UBC Farm Aid, this Friday, September 9th at the UBC Farm.
Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Are you weary of listening to Uncle's tired old war stories? Had enough of Zuzu's quest for father's favor? Do you want to hear tales worthy of the Fire Nation princess herself? Then tune in to Scald's Hall on CITR 101.9 FM and listen to the very best established and upcoming storytellers in the land. Do it, peasant, for your princess commands you.
Join us Fridays at 1 p.m. for the best in spoken word entertainment.
Ty Lee, you're not thinking of changing the dial, are you? That's better.
Thank you.
That is Future Star. It's the name of the project. Not necessarily mean me commenting on the fact that that's going to be a Future Star, but you know what? Maybe. It sounded great. I really enjoyed that song and the rest of the record. It's Future Star off the... It's a bunch of recordings. It's a record called Try Hard. The song I just played is called Movie Life. You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. Future Star featuring Selena, who you might know from many different things. Currently plays in Only a Visitor. She was in Kidnap Kids. Various projects. This is a it's a semi-solo project. There's some help with it on the recording. C.B. Ellis did some of the drums and recording and mixing as well. It's a very new recording, very new project from Selena, Future Star, a Vancouver possible Future Star. Before that, I played an older one off a recording that came out a few years ago, about 4 years ago almost now. Little Skeletons, the band is called the Lost Lovers Brigade. Morning Birds is the name of the song I played. For that, I played some shredded amps with a song called Pouring the Day. It's a Vancouver band. That one came out this summer-ish as well. Speaking of C.B. Ellis, master that recording. And I played before that, before all these Vancouver bands, I played three bands that is not from Vancouver, starting off with a band from Sackville. They're called the... Actually, no, ended with a band from Sackville called the Mouth Breathers, with a song called Fancy Corrupt the Youth is the name of the song that came out a few years ago. That band is broken off, or parts of two members of them has become a new project in Sackville called Partner, which is getting quite a bit of love, especially for people that went to Sappy Fest this year. Yes, it's a two-piece called Partner, which watch out for them. I played a few songs from Partner back in, if you listen to the show, I don't know, many. I played it a few times. They only really have two releases, and I played those both songs quite a bit. Before them, I played a band from Toronto. They're called Bueller. Just Bueller, not Bueller, Bueller, Bueller. Cheater is the name of that song. It's also a new one from that band. Started off the set with a band from originally from Ottawa, now in Toronto, I believe. They're called 50 Kids. The song I played was Your Heart Has an Echo. I might have accidentally said that the song was called Your Heart Has No Echo, but which is the opposite of, I don't even know what it means. You're listening to CITR Radio, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. CITR.ca, 101.9 FM. You can listen to us on the internet, on your radio dial, also on your cable box, if you have a certain cable box. Mine does, and it has it. I'm not going to say what it is, but you can figure it out. Call your local cable provider. I don't really want to give them any press right now. All right, continuing on with more music. But to remind you, coming up at 11 o'clock after this program, it's Copy and Paste. Starts at 11 till midnight. Stick around for that. And at a bit after 10 o'clock, I'm going to do a rerun of when Tyrannahorse played live on the air back almost four years ago. So stay tuned for that too. I'm going to play some Hazy. This is Vancouver, very Vancouver, off a... this is from a bunch of recordings called XO Virgo Ox. Land of My Dreams is the song that I'm going to play for you right now.
You're sweeter than ever before. You know, land of my dreams. Disappointed before. I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. I'm on their list. Oh, well, I should be on there, so.
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Geez, I don't know what to tell you.
Chindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted to be part of a podcast recording? Well, now's your chance. Join Dina and Daniel on September the 22nd at 7:30 p.m. at Little Mountain Shop on Main Street near Nat Bailey Stadium as they host their first ever Can't Lit Live. All of the same antics on the podcast, but Daniel can't edit any of it out. Whatever is recorded is what goes on. The duo will be joined by special guests Jen Sukfong Lee and Anna Canna Schofield, who will discuss, among other things, their books and other things literature related. To find out more, please visit www.littlemountainlit.com. Tickets are a mere $5 and can be purchased on Eventbrite. Hope to see you all on September the 22nd at Little Mountain Shop.
Bye.
from Vancouver. You must have heard of that name, or the name of the band. If you read any of the press, it's very memorable. The name of the band is called Shit Lord Fuckerman, with a song called "You're in a Car, It's Going Fast," off a little ditty record called Wild Hogs, The Next Generation. They are playing this Saturday at the, where are they playing? Rickshaw, at the Rickshaw Theater, opening up for the Art Deco record release party, along with the bands Dirty Spells and Elizabeth. Elizabeth has been around for a very, very long time. It's still around. So yeah, that's happening at the Rickshaw Theater. Very interesting bill happening. If you like what you hear, go check them out. Shit Lord Fuckerman, the name of the band. Before that, a band from Victoria, Ruby Carinto. Carinto. Butchering the name. Oh well. Ruby Carinto. Newish one, I think, from last year. Zoot. Suit is the name of the song from, yes, their debut record that came out last year. Also, a band from Halifax called Moon Gomorrhea. Oh man, these are tough things to say. Gomorrhea, off another self-titled record from the band Moon. And some Cloudhood, they're from Vancouver. Three-piece band from Vancouver. Damage is the name of the song. Comfort is the name of the record that came out from another Vancouver. And before that, Little Sprout, off another self-recording. No Twin Spirits is the name of the song. And I started off the set with a song called Land of My Dreams, off a recording called Exo Virgo Ox, from someone or an act who called himself Hazy. I don't know if I mentioned it, but it is a solo project of the one of the members of Late Spring, Casey. It's Hazy is the name of her solo side project, main project, side project, sure. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR. I am now going to play a rerun of an older recording. This was from the year 2012, from February of that time, 16th to be exact. And the band is called Tirana Horse. They had a really fun time on the program, I'm sure, because everyone who comes on the show had a fun time. But I'm going to play for you in its entirety. Also, just to let you know, after that, it is copy and paste on CITR. Do not go anywhere. Next week, should have a lot of live band, fantastic music. Come back next week for more excitement. Until then, I am signing off to this robot recorded version of myself.
Hi.